I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It was chilly, it was brief, and there was no smiling, but a highly anticipated handshake did happen today in Beijing. I'm talking about the photo op with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The two men met face-to-face for the first time since taking power 2 years ago. So is this a new dawn for the Asia-Pacific region's two biggest economies? Susan Shirk is the chair of the 21st Century China Program at the University of California, San Diego. I'm sure you've seen the photo, Susan. How frosty was that handshake between Xi and Abe? How did it look to you?
Well, it looked like they were working very hard to make sure that the publics in both countries saw that they were frowning and not too happy to be together.
Kind of like a mother trying to draw her two bickering children together, and they neither really want to be there. Where are Sino-Japanese relations at right now? How bad are they?
Relations between China and Japan over the past 2 years have been in deep freeze. It's really been quite dangerous from the standpoint of the United States, because there was really a risk of direct military conflict. In fact, what you could call what's been going on for the past 2 years is a kind of low intensity military conflict, because Coast Guard ships and other government vessels and planes have been in very close proximity in the East China Sea, where there are these conflicting sovereignty claims.
So the United States has been looking at this. They're worried. What is the biggest concern?
Well, the biggest concern is that there is a military confrontation, because the United States is obligated by law, by the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty, to intervene and defend Japan in all areas over which it has effective control.
So you're saying if there was some hot conflict, the U.S. would be, obviously, would have to take Japan's side. But I'm sure that if there was some conflict, it wouldn't be that easy, some choice like that.
What we were hoping, and therefore we are very relieved to see, that Japan and China now realize what a dangerous situation this is, and that they have decided to use diplomacy and try to stabilize the situation directly with one another.
Mm. But you just said relations between China and Japan were in the deep freeze. That is a pretty bad state of affairs to be in. So what can a handshake do to get you out of the deep freeze?
Well, it's not the handshake per se that's so important as a four-point statement that they issued together, showing that they had both given way and made compromises in order to get diplomacy restarted between the two countries. Mm. So that was issued a couple of days ago, and that's what cleared the way for this meeting between Abe and Xi.
So as awkward as both these men look in this photo, you're saying that these photo ops actually matter, especially this one, because it's emblematic of something that went on behind closed doors.
Yes, and it opens the way for what really matters, which is working level discussions of how to prevent an accidental crisis in the East China Sea.
Susan Shirk, the chair of the 21st Century China Program at the University of California, San Diego. Thank you very much, Susan.
My pleasure. Thank you.